regarding the Vistoso Golf Course less than a week before that. So my first question is, how was this put on the agenda and when was it put on the agenda?
How was this executive session put on the agenda?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to answer that question.
Thank you.
Certainly. This item was placed on the agenda by the agenda committee last week in accordance with the town council procedures.
Okay. Why was it not noticed to the public until November 10th if the agenda meeting committee had met a week ago? Why should, I know it meets the legal requirement, but it almost seems like for some reason we didn't want to announce this meeting to the public until the last minute, because Wednesday was a town holiday. So why was the decision made for this not to be posted until November 10th?
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Solomon, there was no particular reason. It was not intentional. It was simply a workload issue. We had some staff vacancies for a while, and we met the intent of the open meeting law, but there was nothing more to it than that, sir.
Okay. My understanding is, according to the agenda, this is to get attorney-client discussion regarding Vistoso Golf. And I know we have a letter from our attorney regarding potential options regarding the golf course, and that letter is marked.
Councilmember Solomon, the communications between the lawyers and the council are privileged. You cannot mention them properly in any way, shape, or form. That's a violation of the privilege.
Why are they privileged?
Discuss the documents, the date of it, what it contains.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I dispute that it's privileged because it's generic information, but that can be discussed another time. I am concerned that this council already has an investigation undergoing a violation of the open meeting law by the county attorney. I'm also concerned that if you look at the consequences for violation of open meeting laws, they're cumulative. In other words, every violation, there's a higher penalty or fine, which is applied personally to each council member, with the ultimate being the county attorney or attorney general going to court to remove the council members who are in violation from office. I'm concerned that we're discussing generic terms or generic possibilities regarding Vistoso Golf Course, which have already been discussed in public. We have received emails. We've had blue cards on people requesting the town purchase the property, people requesting the town condemn the property, people requesting that the conservation fund continue in its course. And I do not understand why any of these conversations that we would have regarding any options the town may have on this property needs to be held in an executive session less than a week before a public session where the community can listen to all the conversations and be involved in it. I don't understand what information. We are not under any current negotiations or discussions with the property owner regarding this property. So everything at this point is high level generalizations of what, if anything, might the town want to consider. And when you're talking policy like that, that may not be done in an executive session under the guise of advice from the public body's attorney. Only strict legal advice. Once you get into policy, that must be done in an open meeting law. And Gary, I know you know more about that than me. I don't need to cite the case and the Supreme Court decision about that. So for all that combined, I simply question, why are we going into executive session? I do not want to have the appearance of a potential open meeting law violation.
Mr. Mayor, if I may?
Yes, please, Mr. Cohen.
To answer the question, the answer is that pursuant to the town policies, two people timely requested a discussion to have legal advice from their attorneys about the property. To get legal advice from the attorneys is clearly allowed under the executive session law and common sense. And that's the purpose of this executive session, no more and no less.
Okay, just one point. First off, as everybody should know, is that's a choice on a part of the council. It does not have to be an executive session. It can just as well be an open public session, which I believe is the proper place for this, since it's a community-wide issue. Then we are in no communication or negotiation or contract with the property owner. So everything's going to have to be general. My other concern is if we're given legal advice about an option, I don't want that option to immediately be something that cannot be discussed in public because it was, quote, discussed in executive session. I want the understanding that if there's legal advice about option A, B, or C, that does not preclude this council from discussing that in open public session next week. Because if that's the case, it's effectively remove the council from having a public meeting on the Vistoso Golf. Is that the case, going to be the case or not? If we discuss a potential of the town legal advice on whether the town legally could buy the property, legally could condemn the property, legally could propose a land swap, legally could meet with Conservation Fund to try to restart negotiations, if that legal advice is asked for and given in this executive session, is that going to remove the ability for us to discuss it in open public meeting next week?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I am, Gary.
It all depends on how it's framed.
Well, I don't understand, because according to the law, it says that we can get legal advice, but however, once members of the public body commence any discussion regarding the merits of enacting the legislation or what action to take based upon the attorney's advice, the discussion moves beyond the realm of legal advice and must be open to the public.
And your question is?
I just want to make sure that that's correct. I don't want to be told a week from now that we cannot discuss any of the potential options on resolving the issue with the property.
It depends on how it's framed. I can't answer your question until that situation arises and I understand how it's framed. For example, if we go into an open session in a week and somebody says, with regards to option A, as we talked about in executive session, yeah, I'm going to come in and say that's not appropriate.
Okay. We
can't talk about that.
But we can say in regards to option A, I'm not sure that's the way to go, or I think that might be a nice option. Town Attorney Gary Cohen, what's your opinion on this aspect of that? We're allowed to discuss that.
The first part of what you said, the way you framed it, I agree with you. The second part of what you said with regards to asking me a legal opinion publicly, we have to talk.
Okay, but if the council wanted to ask you a legal opinion public, if the whole council agreed, okay, thank you very much.
Sir. You're welcome.
Okay, any more discussion?
Mr. Mayor.
Vice Mayor Barrett.
I'd just like to clarify that I don't think that there's any ill intent. Excuse me. I don't think that there's any ill intent here. I think the issue is that we're at a juncture where, you know, all the steps forward would require some legal advice. And it makes sense to not be able to receive legal advice where those that, you know, one could potentially be working with, negotiating with, et cetera, would be able to hear that legal advice, because then the attorneys wouldn't be able to give full analysis to the town and the body regarding what the potential risks and benefits are of the potential options in front of them. So, I mean, I don't think there's any ill intent, and there's no intent to keep those decisions from the public or from the citizens or anything like that. And so I'd just like to clarify that based on the discussion. And in terms of providing attorney-client privileged information to, you know, that the council has received, I think we would have to have a vote to release that attorney-client privileged information. So if that were to be the case, I just wanted to, is that correct, Mr. Cohen?
That is correct.
Right. So it's not as simple as one council member saying, you know, I want you to tell this or that in public. It would have to be probably a little more formal than that. So with that being said, I mean, I agree with Mr. Solomon that policy decisions need to be made publicly. However, I do think that attorneys need the opportunity to provide legal advice that could provide the background of those policy decisions in an executive session. So with that being said, I'd like to vote. I just wanted to comment on that, lest there be any misunderstanding about the intention or what would occur.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Barrett. Any more discussion before we take a vote?
I would suggest we call a question.
All right. Thank you, Councilmember Green. Mr. Standish, would you do a roll call vote, please?
Vice Mayor Barrett?
Yes.
Councilmember Bowen? Yes. Councilmember Green?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy?
Yes.
Councilmember Nicholson?
Yes.
Councilmember Solomon?
No.
And Mayor Winfield?
Yes. Okay, Council, you'll want to log out of the public session and log into the private session. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
The motion passed 6-1. I'd like to reconvene this special session. And I move to adjourn.
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy seconds. Mr. Standish, roll call vote.
Vice Mayor Barrett?
Yes.
Councilmember Bowen? Councilmember Green? Councilmember Jones-Ivy?
Yes.
Councilmember Nicholson?
Yes.
Councilmember Solomon?
Yes.
And Mayor Winfield?
Yes. The meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.